Today, Gimel Tammuz is the yard site of the 7th Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Zatzal. It's hard to believe that it's been 30 years since the passing of this holy tzaddik, a man who was a beacon of light for so many in Klal Yisrael, a source of chizik for every broken heart. A story is told that there was a young bachur learning in Yeshiva's Kol Torah in Yerushalayim, and he was a big masmid. He learned day and night. He was the first one in Beis Medrash in the morning and the last one to leave at night. But unfortunately, despite all the hours and all the toil and all the yegiah, he struggled to understand the Gemara. While in elementary school, he got away with it because of his asmada. But now with the sugyas getting tougher, he just could not keep up. One day, a renowned Rosh Yeshiva was invited to address the Bacharim. He got up and delivered a fiery speech on the importance of learning and striving to become a Lamdan and a great Talmud Chacham. The Rosh Yeshiva's words inspired and motivated all of the boys in the yeshiva. But for this young Bachar, it was a punch in the gut. If the purpose in life is becoming a Talmud Chacham, then what is my purpose, he thought. I will never achieve that goal. The young boy was completely deflated. Someone suggested that he write a letter to Lubavitcher Rebbe. He sat down and wrote from the heart. Rebbe, if the purpose of life is intellectual achievement in Torah, why would Hashem create me with such a low IQ? Why did He create me with a learning disability? How am I to fulfill my purpose in life? He sealed the letter and sent it off to 770 Eastern Parkway in New York. A few weeks later, the boy receives a letter in the mail from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Rebbe's response was direct and succinct. He addressed the boy. Don't be frustrated. The purpose in life is not to be a Lamdan. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Kedushin, V'ani nevresi l'shamash eskoini. I was created for the purpose of serving my Creator. Use the talents you were given to serve Hashem. Do the best you can. That is all that's expected from you. What sensitivity. That gave the boy such chizik. What a lesson. We were not put down on this earth to become a great Rebbe or a big Rosh Yeshiva with hundreds of Tamidim. We are not even expected to become Tamidei Chachamim, but rather to serve our Creator with the unique skills and talents He has given us. A person can never be discouraged that they have not reached the level of their friend or classmate, because we don't compete against anyone else. We only compete against ourselves. We are competing against our potential. And that was Korach's mistake. He wanted to serve Hashem in the most optimum way. And that is why he wanted to become the Kohen Gadol. But that was not his role in life. He didn't realize that everyone must serve Hashem in their own unique way. And if you do your avoda, the task that was designed for you, if you accomplish your unique mission, it is precious in the eyes of Hashem as the service of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, the Rabbanim in Yavne used to say, there's no difference between us and the average farmer. Ani malachti be'ir, v'hu malachtoi basoda. My work, my mission in life is in the Beis Medrash, and his mission is out on the field. Ani mashkem l'malachti, v'hu mashkem l'malachtoi. I wake up early to fulfill my duties, and he also wakes up early to do his job. And if we both accomplish our designated task, why should we think that our reward will be greater than his? The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Kamase Bereshis Ledatem Nibri. Everything that was created was done so with their consent. That means the tree was asked, do you agree to be a tree? Do you agree to be a donkey? Do you agree to be a watermelon? So when they asked the earth, do you agree to be created as being the earth? It said yes. Although it could have argued, why does my colleague get to be Shemayim, the lofty heavens, and I'm stuck with being earth, being stepped on all day? Then it reasoned, it doesn't really matter, because heaven and earth are really the same, because we are both fulfilling the mission that Hashem picked for us. We are both serving Hashem in the way He designed it for us. And that is why He's called Aretz, from the word Ratzah, want, desire, because the earth wanted to do Hashem's will, even when he could have complained that he wanted to serve Hashem from a loftier position. So the earth is the paradigm for doing Hashem's will. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Ayne b'ne emne eretz." Hashem's eyes are with those who have emunah like the earth and are prepared to do Hashem's will, even when they think there are more prestigious deeds to do for Hashem. Korach was in a high spiritual level. Korach was bestowed with the honor of carrying the Aron, but he wanted more. He wanted to serve Hashem in the most perfect way, but he failed to understand that he had the potential to be the greatest tzaddik in his position with the portion that Hashem gave him. Says the Rugus HaBoisim, that is why it was the earth specifically that swallowed up Korach, because it was the earth that understood that one should only want and focus on the portion that Hashem set out for them. And that was the message from the Rebbe to the young Bachar. Bani nevresi l'shamash eskoini. Don't be upset that you are not a genius. Don't be discouraged that you are not so quick to grasp large amounts of material, or that you are not so deep as your friends. Serve Hashem from your position, and you have fulfilled your mission in life. Speaking of writing letters to the Rebbe, I want to share with you an amazing story. There was once a chassid who walked into the Rebbe's office and saw piles and piles of mail stacked on his desk. He realized that a tremendous amount of mail was coming to the Rebbe every day. The chassid asked the Rebbe's secretary, why doesn't someone open up the letters for the Rebbe? Every minute for the Rebbe is precious. This is so time-consuming. The secretary tells him, the Rebbe insists on opening all of the mail by himself. So he decided to buy the Rebbe an electronic letter opener to make things easier for the Rebbe. The chassid comes back a few days later, and the letter opener is still unopened. He tells the secretary, ask the Rebbe why he's not using the letter opener. The secretary goes into the Rebbe's office with the letter opener, and he comes back a few minutes later. The Rebbe will not use the letter opener, he said. Why? Asked the chassid. The Rebbe told me that when people write to him, they put a lot of time and effort into their letters. Then they close the letters in either of these three ways. Either they tape it shut, they lick it shut, or they seal it with their tears. And if I use the letter opener, how would I be able to connect to their concerns and to their emotions? So I must open up every letter personally by hand. What sensitivity for every yid. Chusoy Yagan Aleinu. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.